WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A financial expert tells Virginia lawmakers they could be in for a rough budgeting season next year due to the pandemic. Meanwhile, extended unemployment benefits for out-of-work Virginians are ending, and restaurant owners react to new rules about when they can serve alcohol. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, November 20th. Virginia's economy has been hit hard by the pandemic, but workers in the Commonwealth have experienced less severe job losses than other parts of the country. Dan White, a financial consultant from Moody's Analytics, told a group of state lawmakers on Thursday they're in for a rough budgeting season, which could be made worse if the federal government fails to pass a second financial stimulus bill.
This is going to be very, very important, especially that aid to states and local governments. The knock-on effects of not having that stimulus, so if we don't have those checks to taxpayers, the PPP money, the knock-on effects are that we have lower consumer spending.
That would mean lower tax revenue and ultimately budget cuts. White told state lawmakers that federal stimulus spending would be key to Virginia's economic recovery. Meanwhile, a program that provided extended unemployment benefits to out-of-work Virginians will end Saturday. The Virginia Employment Commission announced Wednesday the end of Virginia's extended benefits program. The federally funded program provided up to an additional 13 weeks of financial assistance to people who had already exhausted their regular benefits and any pandemic emergency unemployment compensation benefits. The VEC says the program is ending because employment has improved in Virginia. However, it could restart in the future. More than 14,000 initial unemployment claims were filed in Virginia last week. That's up by several thousand from the previous week. Restaurants across the Commonwealth are adapting to new rules about when they can serve alcohol, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Restaurants in Virginia now have to stop serving alcohol by 10 p.m., and they have to close their doors by midnight. The new rules are the latest effort to control the spread of coronavirus. Noe Landini is owner of Landini Brothers in Old Town Alexandria.
There is no way you can convince me that somebody who is having dinner with their family or colleagues at 9:45 p.m., that by 10, I'm somehow contributing to everyone's safety by removing their drinks from the table or their bottle of wine. I'm sorry, but I think it's arbitrary.
But people who are drinking after 10 p.m. might actually be a different kind of customer, says Dusty George, general manager of Guar Bar in Richmond.
There are some instances where people are getting up from their table and going to talk to other people and, you know, stuff like that, which is definitely not what we want. And it's not what we think is going to make this entire thing better. So I think that it might just be that those people aren't there to have dinner and have a few beers and drinks for dinner. They want to go out and drink and socialize in those later hours.
The new rules for restaurants come at a time when Virginia is seeing a sharp spike in new coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Michael Pope.
An aviation services provider will expand its facility in Rockingham County and create more than 200 jobs there. Dynamic Aviation announced on Thursday it will invest nearly $48 million to expand its operation in Bridgewater. The company will build a new 13,000-square-foot space for offices and workshops and a 33,000-foot hangar to house legacy aircraft, including the first Air Force One. Founded in 1967 and based in Bridgewater, Dynamic Aviation provides services for federal, state, and local government agencies and private companies. This project is part of the company's collaboration with Rockingham County, the Virginia Economic Development Partnership, and the Shenandoah Valley Partnership. Funding comes in part through Virginia's Jobs Investment Program. The producers of one of the nation's largest gun shows have canceled the event after losing a legal challenge to newly imposed pandemic restrictions in Virginia. The nation's gun show is held several times a year at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly. It's about 25 miles outside Washington. A three-day show expected to draw thousands had been scheduled to start today. The show filed for an emergency injunction this week in Fairfax County Circuit Court after it was told that tightened restrictions imposed last week by Governor Northam would limit the event. On Thursday, the judge rejected the lawsuit's arguments that the new rules exceed the governor's authority. And finally, another cancellation due to the pandemic and new restrictions. Harrisonburg has canceled its reverse holiday parade. due to Governor Northam's latest pandemic-related restrictions. The new rules include limiting public gatherings to no more than 25 people. Instead of the usual parade of floats and bands through downtown, the event had been planned for Westover Park, with guests driving through a display of floats. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.